Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of 90s at 9 on the Post It Up Network. My name, Kyle Bowen. Yes, Kyle Bowen, K-Y-L-E-B-H-A-W-A-N. And this is the program where we spend 9 minutes, yes, 9 minutes, talking about one moment from the 90s. Now, I'm an honest person. I just lied to you there. Sometimes they're not moments. Sometimes they're toys. Yes, toys. Toys. I realized we've done this two of the last 3 weeks. A couple weeks ago, we talked about the Bop It. Yes, the Bop It. Dan Klitzen. Or was it Klitzner? I don't know. It was either Klitzen or Klitzner. That's all I know. That dude's a genius. Invented the Bop It after trying to invent and succeed with a pizza remote. Remarkable story. Go check that episode out. Today's toy will be the Super Soaker. I'm so excited for this. We're talking about the best toy of my summer childhood. Let's be real. Let's be honest. The Super Soaker. Is that not it when it comes to a summer birthday party at the homie's crib at the age of 8? Or 9 or 10. Intimidating. Yes, intimidating day. You got to show up with the Super Soaker. It better be a good Super Soaker. Now, this toy invented by Lonnie Johnson, who again is a genius. Dude worked for NASA. I was going to say NASA. Why? I don't know. I'm dumb. NASA. He was working on a secret project at NASA. He couldn't even tell his wife about the details. And here he is on his off time, making a fucking water gun. Imagine what his wife is thinking, okay? She has no idea. No idea what he does for a living. And he shows up with a water gun or some modification for one. Because he's an inventor, a smart man. Straight up, this dude right here, Lonnie Johnson, smart man, smart man, smart man. This is what he did, okay? So he made the first rendition of this gun in 1982. And he wanted to individually manufacture and distribute this invention, which he knew was going to fucking change things forever for children. Once he got to the plastic place, yes, the plastic place, to figure out how many goods and equipment he would need to build 1,000 toys, he was lost when he heard the amount. He needed $200,000 up front to build 1,000 guns. And he told himself, there's no way parents are going to buy $200 water guns. So what he did was he flew to a toy convention where he pitched the water gun to a boardroom. How he did it, he pulled out the gun. They were confused. They wanted to know what it did. And he pumped it up and sprayed it across the table. What did he spray? The water. The water. We're talking about a water gun. The boardroom was fascinated, okay? I think the company was called Laramie, and they got bought by one of the bigger boys, okay? This thing comes out in 1989, but really does its damage from 1992 to 1995. The Super Soaker, it made $1 billion. $1 billion in that 3-year run. The number one toy in the world. This is making me think, yo. This is making me think. Is it time to whip out the water guns this summer? Why not? Just for one day. I'm 27 years old. Super childish thing to do. But life's about having fun. Straight up, life's about having fun. Why not have a water gun fight once every fucking decade? Live it up. I found this article, okay? Top 10 water guns for grown men. What, grown woman? Don't play Don't play with super soakers. What's going on here? This article from Hiss. Oh, no. Hick. How do you say this? High consumption. Did I really say Hick? What's going on here? What's going on here? First one up. The super soaker. Soak Zuka. Are you kidding me? This thing looks like a pistol. $20. And that's what it's called. What is it described as? What is this? A portable plastic geyser. Unbelievable. Lonnie Johnson, yo. Lonnie Johnson. How about this one, okay? What is this? The Super Soaker Freeze Fire Blaster. Shoot your opponent with ice cold water. Are you kidding me? This is what you can do with these super soakers now? Control the temperature? Dude, give me the one that boils the water, okay? Let's go. We win in that fight. Let's go. How about this one? The Super Soaker Shotwave Blaster. Are you serious? This thing can shoot up to 35 feet. What? Is that far for a super soaker? This one right here, Super Soaker Tri-Strike Crossbow Soaker. Yo, let's pick some of these up, yo, and just get wet. Okay, I know that sounds... Hey, I know what that sounds like, but get this. This company, this toy made $1 billion, and their slogan was the wetter... No, it's wetter is better. I was going to say the wetter, the better, but hey, that could have worked too. If you're going with this one right here, wetter is better, you could have gone with the wetter, the better. $1 billion, that tagline. And let's be real, this was going to work. Again, childhood parties in the summer. Get the super soakers out. Hot day. Watermelon. Lemonade. Pizza. What the fuck is this? The Super Soaker Switch Shot Blaster. $125. This is what the article says. Show these kids how real men wage war. Are you fucking kidding me? $125. Talk about a weapon of mass hydration. Are you kidding me? Who wrote this? High consumption, posted by John Mannheimer. Are you, what? $125. These toys, I'm telling you, these kids, they get to play with these back in my day, back in the 90s. I'm telling you, the guns didn't look like this. The super soaker guns, okay? What a time. I hope you had some nostalgia there from your childhood. That's 90s at 9. That's what we do. We go back in time. I remember things. I remember feelings. And yeah, feeling wet as a child. What? What are we doing here? Are you serious? Let's get out of here. Once again, 90s at 9. 9 minutes on one whatever from the 90s. That's what we do. Kyle Bowen talking to you. KYLEBHAWAN. Get the rest. Yes, the rest of the Post It Up Network. By subscribing to it. Yes, subscribing to it. Tomorrow, Messiah. Conversation about a lot. I'm going to do a lot of listening. Black Lives Matter. The least a lot of us could do is learn more. The very least. Let's be real. Let's be honest. Have a good morning, a good afternoon, a good night. I don't know when you're listening to this, but we appreciate it. Peace.